This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
On the other side.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice Morning Show. You know, the world. What? Today is still Friday. And you know, while I my seasonal allergies are annoying, but I am definitely planning on singing my ass off this weekend. That's for sure.
As the building's premier meteorologist, I just wanted to pass on, because I haven't mentioned it yet, that I'd say over the next 10 days, like 7 of them are raining.
Yeah, it's looking like it's...
And Tahoe, snow.
Which is great. Good for them. Nice late season.
Mm-hmm.
That's well, there's one thing where you're all bundled up and maybe you can do that, you know.
You know, someone wrote in and asked, "Hey, I wish, can you guys ask Johnny if they're staying open?" Johnny's probably not, I don't know if he'd be the guy to ask, but you should definitely call the resorts if they're open. Why wouldn't you go?
Well, he posted a whole they're definitely open right now. He was at Squaw and he posted a whole weather report. If you follow at Johnny Mosley or at Johnny Mosley Pod, you can find those, but he's always putting in. He does like a Tahoe report on our stations from time to time. I've heard that. Is that like a Toyota thing?
I think so.
Yeah. Sometimes I'll be like, "Oh, that's Johnny's voice." So and good. We can use the rain certainly, and Tahoe can certainly use the
bunch
snow.
Of rain starting Saturday for 4 days.
Yeah, heavy at times.
There's a little break, and then it's going to be back again into the late end of
today's supposed to be beautiful though.
Take it.
Yeah, me too. A fine Friday for anything that you want to do that involves not leaving your house.
You know what I have had on my little to-do list was to go to the DMV and get my real ID.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if that's even an option now.
No. Well, make an appointment for a few months from now.
They're not taking appointments. I actually went online and tried to make an appointment, and they were like, "You need to just go in. Here's what you get. Get these things."
Right.
And then go in.
Wow. We made our appointments over the summer I don't know when I did that, a month ago. Horrible picture. I hope I get to keep it forever. Like the last one.
I thought
one.
It looked great. I didn't. You know what I learned?
What?
Your eyes are hazel.
Yeah.
I had no idea.
Oh.
You
stared right into them. Well, look, from this distance, they just look like brown eyes.
Yeah.
But if you get close, there's a little green in there.
Mm-hmm.
You know. I have
never
the worst.
Noticed that either.
I have the worst eyes in my family. Everybody else has blue, or my one son has bright green eyes.
Well, they're not. You don't have the worst eyes. They're actually very pretty.
Well,
that's
thank you,
but
they're the worst.
Say.
They're the worst and most, you know, usual. In
it's the lighting in the studio. I think that we can't see the color of your eyes as well.
Well, I'm not. We're not nose to nose.
You're not staring into my eyes.
No,
you are staring quarters. Into our eyes.
We actually do stare into each other's eyes.
I know, but I don't. I'm not. Close enough that I would see the green or the amber flecks.
Hold on, let me look in the camera so everyone can see my amazing hazel
like
eyes.
Crazy lady.
Yeah. Go to the looking glass. You'll love it. That's radioalice.com/watch. Vaughn doing a great job. I mean, I assume I can't ever really watch the feed, you know. Although I do love the little clips that you put up. Yeah, those are fun.
Clips of the day.
Good job. When I see those, I repost those because I learned how to use Instagram recently. So we have a contest right now. If you want to go see, look, August, another show in August. This is, everything will be back to normal by August 1st. Boy, everything we're giving away today is in August. Right now, if you're calling number 9-800-400-3697, we have a pair of tickets to see Ronnie Chang at the Masonic in San Francisco, Saturday, August 1st. Tickets are on sale now at Ticketmaster.com. And Ronnie Chang is great. I love him. He's so funny on The Daily Show. He does this whole thing about like how his dad's not proud of him. It's hilarious. What could be funnier? Oh, and he was also in Crazy Rich Asians. So looks like our AP team, DeJesus, is picking up the phones. You mentioned that. So here's the trash. Oh, and it's brought to you by Scott Capurro Show tomorrow night at the Hearth in San Francisco. Get tickets at Eventbrite. Poor Scott. This is tough. He comes back.
Poor Scott.
He comes back here specifically so that he can, you know, I don't know, book and make money off of shows and, you know, do his thing here. Keep his name alive here in the Bay Area. And he comes home to coronavirus.
Well, right. But I mean, it's everybody.
Yeah.
If he stayed there, it's there too.
Yeah.
No, I agree. But I'm saying he came here specifically to play these shows. And now people are like, shows? I don't want to go to shows.
But he came home to come home.
Oh, yeah, that's home. Right. Because this is where he lives.
Right.
I forgot about that part. Yeah.
Has he been pitching you ideas?
Oh, my God.
He told me. Yeah.
He's so bummed that he can't come on the show anymore. Not just because we aren't going to have guests in the building anymore, but because we're not going to be here either, apparently.
Right.
We've been kicked out of the building. As of Monday, they're like, no, stay home. So that should be a CF on Monday. Be sure to tune in. So
it'll be fine.
It will. I'm sure it will. Right. Exactly. Well, Vinny and I were saying, as long as we can get our asses on the air, we'll figure out a way to make it work. Right. Like, frankly, your daughter's doing calisthenics in the room while you're trying to broadcast is what I'm most looking forward to.
Oh, that'll be great.
I can't wait to hear Hulk Baby screaming from the kitchen as you're in the office trying to do your show. Oh, God, good times.
Yeah, it sounds going to be great.
It sounds amazing.
That won't bother me at all.
No, why would it? I mean, that'll be fun. I'm working from home. This is what home sounds like. Ah! Okay, so last hour you were talking about some of the closures.
What were his pitches?
Scott's pitches. Scott's pitches. I totally forgot what we were talking about. Scott wants to do, he wants contact with Bryn. Because he's...
Well, why don't you guys just go out? Just be boys and go do something.
Well, that's what he was saying.
He wants to go drive around and get people, like record people as he's giving them advice on how to...
Oh, no. He said he wanted to go out and see what stores were open so he can do like a PSA on what is still open, what's not. I thought.
That
and he was like,
fine.
Sarah said that'd be a great idea. And
Oh, I know. Okay. I said, this is what I said. Okay, talk to Bryn about that.
I see.
See, I shuffle things off on you because you're the producer and you get to make the decision.
Right.
What do I know? I'm a lowly talent.
And then he approaches me saying, oh, you know what? Sarah had this great idea.
This is a mom said I could, dad said I could. You just need to make your own decision as what would be best for the show. Frankly, if he wants to go do that and you're willing to do it with him, go do it. I think that'd be...
Glad I got
at the
we're certainly not obligated to air it.
Yep.
No, we're not. And you might make the decision that wasn't worth a damn. Even you might find a little nugget. Who knows? He's funny.
Yeah, funny.
He's so bummed that he can't come on the show anymore.
Oh, well.
Who cares about him?
No, I care about him. But look, I'm working from home. You know what I mean?
Sure,
everybody's
absolutely.
Affected. That's why when you said poor Scott, I'm like, poor everybody.
Yeah, poor everybody.
Everybody's affected by this. Scott is not alone.
I guess what I meant is poor me.
Okay.
Because I have to get 50 emails, 20. I mean, that dude called me 20 times yesterday. I took zero of the calls. I was busy. I was making my own calls. Busy getting told I can't come into work anymore. Okay, so last hour.
Mm-hmm.
You mentioned Disneyland is closed, among many other closings.
All of Disney's. By the way, it's Florida, it's Paris,
Disney was exempted from California's ban on large gatherings yesterday.
That's what I was telling you. Early in the day.
They announced that they're closing down anyway.
I think it was behind-the-scenes phone calls that were made where it was finally, look, do this on your own, please. I don't want to order you to close your doors.
Right.
I have to believe that there must have been, because that announcement did smack of, hold on, no gatherings above 250, but Disneyland's going to be 30, open?
But 30,000 people that visit that daily, or I don't even know what the number is.
Imagine the person who's canceling their wedding because of that 250 is thinking, I'm sorry.
How about I have it at Disneyland?
Right.
The park is going to be open today, but this is the last day.
Okay.
It's going to shut down tomorrow. It will not reopen until at least next month. Disney World is closing its stores, too. It's the fourth time only that Disney has closed. It opened in 1955. The other three times were after the September 11th attacks, the Northridge quake in 1994. And do you know what the third one is? Take a guess. Like, think historical, 1955 on.
I'm thinking Cuban Missile Crisis, but no.
It was JFK. JFK's assassination. That was 63, and they closed then. I don't know how long they closed on each of those times, but this is only, I mean, it's somewhat historic in that it's only the fourth time that they've said, we will not be open.
When did Disney Florida open? Because that would have been affected possibly by that.
I want to say Disney Florida opened in the mid-60s because we were there, my family from the East Coast, on the 10th anniversary of it. It had to be the 10th because it would have been mid-70s. I want to say I was 10 or 12 when I went, which would have been like 78. So I'm going to guess 68. Take a look and see.
I was trying to think, and I'm no historian for sure. I don't even need to say that. What am I doing? I don't think the general public has dealt with this kind of, I mean, of course, 9/11 was a thing, but World War I and World War II would be the first thing that affected the world yep. the way this has.
Right, because this doesn't, even though like 9/11 had a feel where you were a little bit stunned and you were, and things were surreal and things were closed, but that was America.
Mm-hmm.
And this is everywhere.
Right.
And everyone's dealing with it in their own way. It's weird to, you know, I'm such an idealist. I always hope that things that will happen on Earth will be the thing that unites everyone, where we get to see ourselves as one race, Homo sapiens, or one species, and we can put aside our differences and learn to let everyone be their own person and care about each other as human beings of flesh and blood, all the same, all need the same base. They have the same basic needs. If you cut me, do I not bleed? And I hate to say it, but things like this are they feel that way to me sometimes. Like, I feel like if I've got to look for a silver lining, like that maybe it's we see other people as, you know, there's a huge outbreak in Iran. They're dealing with this. They're children. They're old people. They're, you know, like, we're all just humans.
Right.
On a little speck of dust in the middle of nowhere. Did you find what year Disney World opened?
Oh, was I looking for that?
No, you weren't.
Oh.
Okay, never mind. I'm sort of waiting on that. who cares? Who even cares? So there have been Disneyland or Disney, the overlords, released a statement
65.
That said, "Oh, 65. Okay, so it missed the assassination, but so it must have been 75. I went. There have been no reported. They said there have been no reported cases of COVID-19 coronavirus at Disneyland Resort." But they think it's in, quote, the best interest of their guests and employees to shut down for now. Universal Studios Hollywood will also be closing starting tomorrow. They're hoping, they've actually put a date. They're saying March 28th, they hope to reopen. Other major tourist attractions around the country have been closed to the public for now, including the U.S. Capitol, closed to tourists until at least April. New York City postponed its St. Patrick's Day parade on Wednesday for the first time in its 258-year history. China shut down access to Mount Everest yesterday because of the virus. The New York Times actually has a very long running list of everything that's shutting down. I don't know. I mean, that must be newyorktimes.com.
Yeah, there's a lot.
In Canada, the wife of Justin Trudeau is positive with COVID-19. Her name is Sophie Gregoire or something. Trudeau. Wife of Prime, I don't know how you say that. It's got all kinds of accents and crap on it.
All right.
I just assume it sounds French. Wife of Prime Minister Justin Trudeau has tested positive for coronavirus. His office said, following medical recommendations, Sophie Gregoire Trudeau was tested for COVID-19 today, and it came back positive. She will remain in isolation. She feels fine. I don't know what that means for him.
Well, it means he won't see her for a couple weeks.
No, I mean for him. Like, is he going to also have to? I mean, he's obviously been exposed.
Oh.
She says, although I'm experiencing uncomfortable symptoms of the virus, I will be back on my feet soon. Being in quarantine at home is nothing compared to other Canadian families who might be going through this and for those facing more serious health concerns. I don't know what accent that is. I'm trying.
No, you're doing great.
So that's, it's funny because who was the, was it Tom Hanks who was the first like sort of well-known person mm-hmm. who got this? And now it's, you know, basketball players and the First Lady of Canada. Is that what she is? Rudy.
I don't know.
Rudy Gobert of the Utah Jazz confirmed that he's got COVID-19 yesterday. First of all, he's doing fine. He addressed that joke that he made, the dangerous joke, where everyone who now has come in contact with him has also been infected by him because he touched everything. Hilarious! Mm-hmm. He mocked the coronavirus hysteria by playfully touching all the reporters' microphones and recorders. His teammates are saying he also was like that in the locker room. He was making big jokes about it, touching them, their stuff, getting in everyone's space, like... Who's afraid of the big bad wolf?
Young people. They're the worst.
I know. In an Instagram post, Rudy said, the most important thing, I'd like to publicly apologize to the people I may have endangered. At the time, I had no idea I was even infected. I was careless and make no excuse. I hope my story serves as a warning and causes everyone to take this seriously. I will do whatever I can to support using my experience as a way to educate others and prevent the spread of this virus. And he said he's embarrassed.
He should be embarrassed.
Absolutely. A second member of the Jazz has tested positive, Donovan Mitchell. I'm sure he's like, oh, that,
well, right.
That Gobert.
That's, you know, here's how funny you are, dude. Thanks.
Yeah. Everyone on the team was tested. Supposedly, he was the only other one who came up
all right.
with the virus. Movie theaters so far are not shutting down. It might not be long, though, because the studios have started delaying their big premieres. They don't want to squander their James Bond movie on an empty theater. They want
to
make
it. It's safe
their money.
To say, and that's, I don't have this from anyone in government. I'm not a spokesperson. I'm not a virologist, but I think it's safe to say that we're going to be experiencing life disruption through probably June.
Mm-hmm.
Whether that means school will stay out that whole time, right. I'm not trying to say that, but we will be experiencing. The concert cancellations, the all this through probably into summer.
Right. And it seems like even if it's say it's a month, like from right now, there's still going to be repercussions and things that we continue to deal with and lack of access to things. And people have bought all the toilet paper and it's June and the whole thing is over, but you still are using napkins. Or whatever you had at the house. Rags, I don't know, moss, what are you going to use?
Get in the shower, soap up, right?
Let's get most of that off first, though.
What do you mean?
You know what I mean. Anyway,
some movies.
You really
need to try washcloths. I mean, that's one way to...
Don't you worry about me.
All right.
You worry about you and your kids' butts, and I'll worry about me and my kids' butts. I'm not going to worry about their butts. They're too old for that. Universal... is saying it's pushing back the new Fast and Furious sequel, F9, it's called, until next year. That's that. It was supposed to open in May. Now, April 2nd, 2021. That is a long time from now.
That's smart of them. They probably looked at this franchise and it's billion-dollar take, multi-billion-dollar take, and just said, we're not risking it.
Right.
And that's one of the things. When you hear someone saying, like Disney says, we'll be closed till the end of the month, that's very... hopeful, and I hope they're right, but it's unlikely.
Mulan, there's been so much talk about this live action Mulan. It was supposed to open 2 weeks from now. They don't even have a date now.
Oh, they've just postponed it indefinitely.
They're looking at dates later this year. The director tweeted out a message of support to everyone affected by the virus. Disney's also shelving Marvel movie The New Mutants for now. The horror flick Antlers, which is done by their subsidiary, Searchlight Pictures. The release of A Quiet Place Part 2 has been delayed indefinitely.
What about the Scarlett Johansson character?
I am not seeing anything on that. It's called Black Widow, right?
Yeah.
My suspicion is maybe that had a May or June release date and they're waiting to see.
Right. It's supposed to be a blockbuster for her.
Yep. Live Nation and AEG, two of the biggest event companies in the world, postponed all their major concert tours yesterday. They say they're shutting down their events until at least April. Billie Eilish, Cher, Kiss, Post Malone, The Who, Leonard Skinner, Michael Bublé, Miley Cyrus. I mean, the list, it's ridiculous. The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction ceremony, which was set for May 2nd in Cleveland, has also been postponed. People are looking well into the future on this stuff. Let me see if I can find something fun.
Oh, that'd be great.
I know, just to end with. So while you're self-quarantining, here are the top 50 science fiction TV shows of all time. So, you know, something you can binge
science
watch.
Fiction TV shows.
So this
Star
is,
Trek's got to be number one.
Star Trek is number one. The original Star Trek,
it's
which,
got
by the
to
way,
be.
No. The best Star Trek series, Next Generation.
I know, but you, I can see why you'd say that, because you love me so much and he and I look a lot alike. But,
yeah.
Right. But the.
Gia boy.
The point is Roddenberry's creation. That is it. Gene Roddenberry mm-hmm. is a guy. That's where it began.
Yep.
It became what it did, and that's great. But it started there.
The Next Generation is 23rd on the list, which is BS. I do like some of their picks. This is Rolling Stone, by the way. So you know, I'm only going to give you a few here. But Rolling Stone has ranked 50 TV series. You know. The very best sci-fi. So
where does Westworld come in?
Westworld is number 8 on this list. You know, I fell off that maybe 3 or 4 episodes in, but I'm looking at the trailer and the promos for this upcoming 3rd season. I'm like, I might have to go back.
Did you hear that they cast Marshawn Lynch in that?
No.
The football player.
Yeah.
He's apparently going to be a featured actor in Westworld.
Yeah, I got to say that it felt like my kind of show, and we just sort of fell off it as a family. And this 3rd season, it looks like they're taking over.
It looks like a totally different thing from what I saw the first time.
Right. It looks like they've busted out.
Mm.
They've come to life. They're AIs, and they've come to life, and they're out for blood. So that's number 8 on this list. So I'll just give you the top 10 here really fast. And then go to Rolling Stone if you want this full list, if you're self-isolating and you need something to binge. Firefly. Joss Whedon's space western from 2002. I've watched that. It's fine. I don't know why it's number 10 on this list, but okay. It only lasted one season, but it's good. I think they went on to make a movie, which I haven't watched.
I don't know it.
Watchmen, which aired on HBO last year. That's number 9.
Vaughn loved it.
Yeah, Vaughn loved it. Did you watch the whole thing?
I started it, and I didn't understand what I was watching. I thought Watchmen was that comic book.
Yes, I thought so, too.
So there's just a, anyway, I didn't go
it's
back
like
and finish it.
It's a story from the Watchmen universe, I guess, this Watchmen
But
thing.
they're not going to do a second season. I guess it stood by itself.
You know, that I actually read something where they're considering doing a second season now because it's been fairly well received, and
right.
People are saying, "Hey, how about another season?" I haven't heard anything.
Well, Vaughn loved it.
Yeah, you've also not heard anything concrete. Okay. Yeah, he loved it. X-Files number 7.
Oh, X-Files is big.
The Prisoner. It's a British show from the 60s about a spy who gets imprisoned by a bunch of mysterious villagers. AMC did a six-part limited series remake in 2009, but they're saying go back and watch the British show from the 60s called The Prisoner. Number 5 is The Mandalorian. It is solid.
Oh,
I like it.
Baby Yoda. Oh, you liked it that much.
I don't know if I'd give it number 5 on this list, but I'm just quoting your Rolling Stones rankings.
All right.
Doctor Who, which there are a zillion... There's a zillion different Doctor Who's, and there's a zillion different seasons of that. The reboot of Battlestar Galactica that aired between 2004 and 2009, we watched that religiously. We loved that.
I have a question.
Your hand is up.
Kind of. It's only kind of up.
Okay.
It's partly up.
Yeah.
Because it's going to make me look dumb, but I'm just curious. What would you call the original Twilight Zone series? That's not science fiction. What is that?
I call that... I don't even know if I want to call it fantasy. In a way, it mixed a lot of things because it was so different every
right.
episode. I would call the new, that Black Mirror, sort of the newish take on Twilight Zone, I would call that sci-fi. It's about kind of technology out
All
of
right.
control. But that original one, I would call it mystery, sci-fi, fantasy. It depended on the episode, right?
Okay. I don't know. I was just curious because as I was listening to you count down, I thought from an outside chance... The old Twilight Zones were pretty darn good.
You know, Rolling Stone agrees with you. They're number 2 on the list. Again, that's this isn't my list, but the Twilight Zone, they're saying, yeah, that's sci-fi.
The black and white series from, I guess, the 50s, right?
I don't know when, 50s, 60s. No idea. So you managed to pull quite a few of the top 10. But number one was the original Star Trek that ran from 66 to 69. I have completely eaten so far into out of my time. I have eaten my time. I'm going to press this button now.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.